Welcome back to the Lash Business Lounge. I am your host, Lauren Lappin, and this is the place where we talk all things lash and beauty business related.
Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Today, I am going to be delivering some hard truths. You may not be ready to hear them, but I've been brewing on this one for a little while, and I think social media culture, internet culture right now is just sort of telling people that it's easy. Business is easy. Start your own business. It's easy. You know, you'll make heaps. You'll make six figures in your first year, which really isn't that much once you take all of your costs. But, you know, I've talked about that on this show before, but I think that there's just so many people marketing the fact that, you know, you can sell digital products online, or, you know, oh, don't want to hire staff, get contractors, or don't want to hire staff, you know, become an educator, or do all these other things that still require like a really, really high level of effort on your part. So I just think that there's no magic pill. There's no luck. I guess luck occasionally comes into it a bit, timing comes into it a bit, but rarely do you ever look at someone who is super successful that just did the right thing once and then everything fell into place and now they're a multimillionaire. It's just not true. And I know that it can look like that from the outside, especially when, you know, we follow people online that inspire us. But I have talked about the struggles that I've gone through in my business journey and, you know, times when I've wanted to give up. And I want to make that a little bit more transparent today and just go through sort of my top five hard truths about business that, you know, I think the sooner you realize them and you come to terms with them and you be okay with them, you be okay with, all right, well, this is what's in store for me. So let's just get on with it. Let's keep going anyway. I think the easier your journey will be. But the first one, don't expect to grow if you won't take any risks. So one of my favorite sayings, you got to risk it to get the biscuit. I love it. It's so true. If you won't take any risks, and risks come in all forms, but the top two that I see and have to coach people through time and time again is hiring or outsourcing work to other people, either from a lack of being able to trust people or being a control freak and not being able to hand over control to other people, being too scared to let other people do things on their own in your business because you think that they're going to fail and it's going to bring your business burning to the ground. Or number two, they don't want to pay. They think, I can do everything myself. And again, this comes from being a control freak or a tight ass, I don't know, but I can do it myself, so I should do everything myself. And if you have that mentality, if you won't bring people onto your team so that you can train them to do things for you, you're never, ever going to grow past what you are now. There is only so much you can physically do and mentally do in a day. There's only a certain amount of hours that you have the energy and capacity to work for. So you will always stay at the same level if you don't go out on a limb and hire people, ask for help, whether that be, yeah, staff or contractors. So outsourcing to social media managers or graphic designers or cleaners or whatever it may be. Now, the next one, the next risk that people don't like to take is investing. So again, few different forms of this, but number one would be investing in yourself. So you don't want to invest in education or training. You don't want to invest in your space. You don't see it necessary to move into a bigger, nicer shop in a better location or anything, or you don't see it necessary to go from home into a commercial space. Equipment as well. You don't want to invest in better equipment that will enable you to do your job better or attract new clients. You don't want to invest in anything, really. You don't put money back into your business. You're keeping all of the profits, which, I mean, is fairly normal, especially if you're a sole operator, because the profit isn't really that big when you're working on your own. But my point is, if you don't invest in yourself, your knowledge, your training, your skills, you don't invest in your space, you don't invest in equipment and up-leveling, you're never going to up-level. You're never going to grow beyond what you are now. So number one, hard truth, don't expect to grow if you don't take any risks. And being a business owner in itself is a risk, but you kind of have to keep doing it along the way. It doesn't just end with one risk at the beginning. Oh, I took a risk. I went all in on myself and I started my own business and that's it. That's where it ends. No, you have to keep investing and you have to keep risking things and putting all your cards on the table. Otherwise, you just won't grow. Number two, success doesn't happen overnight. And I know that you know this. We all know this. But I think that people are living in this little dreamland, and I kind of touched on it earlier, but yeah, there's some people that are getting rich, or, you know, maybe they're not getting rich, who knows, because social media is not real, but they look like they're getting rich off, you know, selling digital products and things now. And at the end of the day, that only lasts for so long. They're not building anything real or lasting for themselves. Especially if they're doing this whole master resale rights thing, they're basically just reselling the same course that everybody else is, and they're marketing it in exactly the same way. So it might work for a little while, but that's going to dry up when everyone's bought the course and everyone's trying to do the same thing. So not building anything lasting. So stop looking for the magic pill and just chasing a quick buck, chasing the dollar. Success takes time, and there's really no shortcuts. If you think about some of the greatest people, most successful people in the world, and I'm going to use a sports star as an example, you know, do you think if there was some sort of shortcut, Michael Jordan might have taken it? You know, do you think that maybe if he didn't have to, he wouldn't have been in the gym practicing over and over and over again? It's exactly the same in business. It's those small little daily things that you do that add up over time and they amount in something really, really big. So you can add a digital product suite to your offering. You can try and go viral. I don't know, like there's no quick fix. It doesn't work that way. You've got to put years and years really into anything that you're doing that's worthwhile. And the people that you're watching now that are either super famous or well-known in your industry, they have been at it for years. There is rarely anyone that's hit the big time overnight, especially in our industry. They have been at it for years. They might have all of a sudden, you know, gain popularity online quickly, but I'm sure if you actually spoke to them, they have been doing what they've been doing for years and years and years. So success does not happen overnight. Please forget that. It's not going to happen. You need to put in the reps. You need to do the hard yards. Yeah, full stop. There's not much more I can say about that one. It just doesn't happen. Number three. If you're booked out for at least a month in advance, you need to put your prices up. Full stop. There's no, oh, I'm going to stop taking new clients, or, oh, I'm going to start doing online products, or I'm going to start educating, or whatever. You know, you don't have any spare time to do that kind of stuff. You're booked out a month in advance, you're going to be too tired to add an extra income stream to try and build your income because, yeah, you've reached the ceiling of your income potential because, again, you've only got a certain amount of hours in the day to work. And if you're fully booked and there's not much wriggle room over the coming month. I can't tell you anything else, but you need to put your prices up, and you may need to put them up substantially so that hopefully you lose a few clients, and it's going to free up a little bit of your time, and you can put time and effort into, you know, adding an extra income stream, which I really don't recommend, but you could put that time into finding someone that can work with you and training them and developing them as part of your team. But if you're booked out, you need to put your prices up, full stop. Nothing else makes sense in that instance. You're obviously in demand. People like what you're doing. Just put your prices up. Put your prices up. I had one of my staff members send me a message a couple of weeks ago, and she sent me a Snapchat. She moved away. She moved into state and she started her own lash business, and I'm super proud of her. And she sent me a Snapchat and she said, having your own lash business is all fun and games until it's 10:30 at night, after you've worked all day and you're at the gym and you're applying to clients, telling them that you booked out for 3 weeks in between sets. And I just said to her, you just need to put your price up. Like, you shouldn't be doing this. You're going to burn out. It's not fun. Simple, 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 simple answer. Put your price up. It will weed a couple of people out. And if it doesn't, you're going to be earning heaps more money. Yay. Win-win. So, there's only two scenarios that happen really after a price rise. You lose a couple of clients and then you're still earning the same money you were before, but you're working less, yay. Or you maintain all the clients that you have and you're making a lot more. So there's nothing bad. Yeah, there might be a few awkward conversations and you might feel a little bit guilty because we're really offering exactly the same service as we were before. And as women, we usually don't value our job and our work and what we offer our clients. So we find it very, very hard to justify why we can do a price rise, especially if it is a substantial one. But it's the only answer. If you booked out at least a month in advance, please put your price up. So that's number three. Number four, which is closely related to number two, consistency and hard work is key. It is the daily habits that will yield the greatest results over time. So put in the daily reps. Keep showing up. So what I mean when I'm saying put in the daily reps, it is like building a muscle. You don't get muscles just from going to the gym once a fortnight. You have to do it nearly every day to see a noticeable change over time. And again, you can go to the gym every day for a couple of months and not see any progress. But if you go to the gym every day for a couple of years, you're going to be shredded, right? So you need to put in the daily reps. And I'm going to give you an example about social media. So if you're not putting in the reps with your socials, if you're showing up once a week, you're not putting the time and effort into showing up, providing your audience with educational posts, you're not marketing your business, you're not allowing your audience to get to know you, you're not connecting with them at all, don't be surprised when your new leads just dry up, because it's not enough to just post when you feel like it anymore. You need to be consistent. Consistency in business is everything. And if you are consistent in every area of your business, so for example, you're consistent in your actual application techniques, or you know, your skills, you're consistent with those. You have a consistently high level of customer service. You're consistently providing support to your team and developing them and communicating with them effectively, like if you have a team. You're consistently maintaining your stock levels. You're consistently following up with clients that haven't been back. You're consistently showing up on socials. There is no way you can lose. If you are consistent and you put in daily effort, it's the little things that build up over time into something massive. it's not the big moves. You know, I see people online all the time, you know, saying, oh, I'm making big moves and, you know, I'm doing all these big things, these grand gestures. And yeah, cool, good on you. But I know from experience that it is the daily, those little tiny daily consistent habits that you keep going back to, that you keep doing even when you don't feel like doing it. That is what will result in big success for you and your business over time. So number four, consistency and hard work is key. Number five, this might be the most controversial one, and you might not agree with me, but I think I realized this really early on. Your lack of clients or low income is your doing. I'm going to say it again. Your lack of clients or your low income, or, you know, perhaps your income's not that low, but your profit is, it's your doing. It is so easy to blame external sources for the way your business is if it's not going well. Stop blaming the economy. Stop blaming your location. Stop blaming other people, or stop blaming the algorithm for why you're not successful or you're not where you want to be, because it's your fault. And this can be in many forms. It can be in your mindset. If you constantly are living in a state of lack and not abundance, you will always be unhappy with where you are in life and in business in general. If you think that it is COVID's fault that your business isn't going well, or the fact that you got locked down for however long, or it's the Instagram or the TikTok algorithm that's not pushing your content out to a wider audience and getting you more clients. You know, the truth is your marketing's probably just shit, or you're not showing up enough. You're not being consistent. Like number four, I'm sorry, but it's true. You are where you are in life and your career because of past decisions you've made and daily little decisions that you've made. Every time that you decide that you can't be bothered showing up on stories or it feels too hard, that's a potential client or 10 lost. You know, someone might have seen your story that day, connected with you, and made a booking. Every time you didn't feel like practicing your skills, or you didn't go to that amazing training course that you wanted to, or you didn't work with that coach or mentor because it felt like too much of a risk and you didn't want to invest the money, and it's just easier to not take that extra time out of your day to study something different and grow your knowledge and your skill set, that could have resulted in more clients, more money, more business success, more business growth. You might have learned how to employ someone. You might have learned how to create content better that's going to attract your ideal clients. So I say again, stop blaming external sources. That is the easy way out. You decide how hard you want to work. You decide the level of effort that you want to put in. Nobody else. You can't blame your personal situation. It's like when people say to me, oh, I really want to get fit and lose weight, but I just can't find the time. Get up earlier. Stay up later at night. If you are committed, you will find a way to do it. And you need to get organized. Sort your shit out. There's no way that you are going to be able to fit all this extra stuff in, you know, that you want to do, right? If you're sitting around and you're like, oh, I want to do this. Oh, I really need to get that done too. Oh, I want to add that extra service in. Oh, I want to get fit. Oh, I want to start cooking more and meal prepping. If you don't organize your shit and actually schedule it in, it's not going to happen. Stop making excuses for why you can't, and stop blaming external sources for where you are at in life. Exactly where you're at is a direct result of decisions past you have made. So do not blame anybody else. Start taking responsibility and see how much your life changes. So, five hard truths. I don't know if this was a tough episode to listen to. I hope that if it was, you can reflect a bit and ask yourself why it was a tough episode to listen to. And yeah, if you are struggling with any of these things and you need a bit of direction, coaching, guidance, mentoring, I am currently taking on one-on-one coaching clients. So if you would like more information about that, you can head to my website. It's www.laurenlappin.com.au. And you can always apply to work with me there through the link, or feel free to shoot me a DM over on Instagram. I'm there at laurenlappin_. So that's all I've got for you today, and I'll see you online soon.